I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to see the world always all standing hand in hand, with a rose in every heart and peace throughout the land. It's the sound I hear, and I'm here to say what the world wants today is the real thing. And I don't mean Coke, honey. This is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen. Dreams do come true. And today we have a very unusual guest, and before introducing our guest, I want to say to you that everything I do always is for the express purpose of assisting you and everyone and everything on this planet in fulfilling your divine blueprint, your mission, the divine blueprint that's printed on your heart, what you came to do, and to fulfill that victoriously in a way that is joyous and involves daily miracles of every description. And so I call forth miracles for you. I call forth miracles for me. I call forth miracles for every life stream and life form on earth, in, upon, and above the earth, the atmosphere of the earth, and all life everywhere. And to that purpose is my every act, my every thought, my every word, my every deed, all the activities in my world focused on to the best of my ability at all times. And with that, I want to introduce to you, and the reason I have this guest is because I have been working closely with the beloved, beautiful, precious, dear Sharon Callahan of Mount Shasta. When I say of Mount Shasta, she's really, I'm not sure if she's from the Great Central Sun, the Fairy Kingdom, the Angelic Kingdom. She's a wonder, and she works with veterinarians and animal sanctuaries and individual clients around the globe. And her every activity is for the upliftment and the healing and the lessening of suffering of animals on this planet. And her appearance is like the Queen of the Fairies. And I asked her to be on to assist me with interviewing this very unusual guest today. And the main reason I am focusing on animals so much is that Sharon has brought to my attention that the upliftment of this planet, the upliftment of every life stream, and by that I mean humanity, and every life form depends upon how we treat animals on this planet. And so I am for the upliftment, the raising of the vibration and frequency. And by the vibration and frequency, I mean, where do we tune in? There's a level that is the most high, that of the Great Central Sun Magnet, the Ascended Master's octave, in which the great cosmic beings and the angelic host live and have their being and assist us from on high. We can tune into that, and we can download it into our individual and our collective reality. That's what I'm up to. So make no mistake about it. That's what I'm up to. And with that, I want to introduce to you today a very special rabbit, Bunananda, Chief Guidance Counselor from the Intergalactic Bunny Council and President and CEO of the Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition. Welcome, Bunananda.
I am Bunananda. I come to you in peace. You will pardon the expression. I will speak in Wabbit, and I encourage you to listen closely. I will try to correct my accent somehow, my bunny accent, and I ask you to bear with me because I bring great tidings from the Intergalactic Bunny Council.
Thank you, Bunananda. I want to say that I was quite entertained and thrilled when I came across this interview you did and the beginning of your new bunny column, which is advice for people and bunnies. And here it is. I'd like to read it to people. I am Bunananda, Chief Guidance Counselor from the Intergalactic Bunny Council and President and CBO. Does that stand for Chief Bunny Operator? Or?
Well, it's, it's bunny for Chief Operating Officer.
Okay. Let me start over. I am Bunananda, Chief Guidance Counselor from the Intergalactic Bunny Council and President and CEO of the Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition. Our mission is this, to assist in the upliftment of all life by awakening all to bunny consciousness, bunny love, bunny tenderness, bunny gentleness, bunny beauty, bunny wisdom, and for many of you, bunny sex revealed. Bunny sex will be revealed only on a need-to-know basis and will come, you'll pardon the expression, in exact proportion to the expression of the understanding of the higher bunny qualities. 1. Bunny love for all beings. This includes freedom in natural habitats with room to run for all beings. Safety to procreate, live freely, see our children grow up and fulfill their potential, be supported and nurtured and loved by human companions who respect our rights, who connect with us on the most profound and gentle level, helping us to heal our fear of humans, the greatest predator of all life forms.
Yeah, and I want to say more about that later. I have more to say about that.
I just bet you do. Those who continue dishonoring, abusing, and experimenting on, eating, and using our fur and skin, think about it, humans. Think about me, Bunananda, wearing little earmuffs in the snow made out of human skin. We would have to take human boobies of women who fell into the hands of hardened bunnies who thought nothing of using them for bunny lust, bunny greed, bunny tyranny, bunny cruelty. You see, it's funny because bunnies would never behave this way. Why? Because we are filled with bunny love, bunny tenderness, bunny wisdom, bunny beauty, and you're not ready to hear the rest. We're not ready to hear the rest? Okay. Others on my Intergalactic Bunny Coalition, some of whom have names too holy and revered to mention at this time, and the council members of the Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition, myself, Bunananda, and my comrades in peace, you'll pardon the expression, Karmal Sutra, not to be confused with a food choice, Bunzel, Washington, and the last Mimsy, also known as Bunalinga, greet you. We salute you. We come in peace. You'll pardon the expressions. We come to teach Bunny love for all beings. Bunny love, Bunny tenderness, Bunny beauty, Bunny wisdom. And Bunny sex, taught by the great Bunny masters, Dr. Ruth Bunnilingus and Dr. Joyce Bunny Brothers, and our own Carmel Sutra, BS, BBS. Oh, I don't understand these diplomas you're speaking of here. I haven't heard of them.
Well, they're higher than the human diplomas and degrees. We'll come back to that.
Okay. And for those who master the virtues and disciplines of these instructions, we have Bunny Wealth, Bunny Magic, taught by the secret and most high Swami, Bunny Dumbledore. And finally, Bunny Enlightenment, Bunny Mastery, and the long-awaited Bunny Ascension, taught by Bunananda, Bunasattva. We welcome your questions and can give guidance that will make your human and bunny problems dissolve as the mist before the sun. Namaste. I am and remain your bunny, Bunasattva, Bunananda. You may call me Bunananda Darling. Okay, Bunananda Darling. Little understood bunny fact, the only lucky rabbit's foot is being worn and used by a happy free bunny. A bunny foot in any other context is bad luck and bad karma for all involved. Power to the bunnies. We come, you'll pardon the expression, not only to offer bunny wisdom to free our brothers and sisters from fear and cruelty at the hands of unenlightened humanity. We come to help rabbits everywhere forgive all cruelty, neglect, and injustice. Our ancestors speak through us, most notably Bugs Bunny, what's up, Doc? You'll pardon the expression. Little known fact, Bugs Bunny is actually only a cartoon in the appearance world. He is actually a Bunnilinga, Carmel Sutra, enlightened master of Bunfu, Bunshi, and Bunnilingas. And other disciplines too sacred to mention and degrees there are no human initials for. And Crusader Rabbit, descendant of mighty Saint Germain Bunny, Bunny Master of the Violet Flame, and beloved J.C. Sananda Bunny, and the Holy Mother Mary Bunny. Most of all, we come, you'll pardon the expression, to bring peace on earth, and may the lion lie down with the lamb. Okay, Bunananda, that's quite a mouthful, even for a bunny, and I was impressed enough, but then I read a letter in one of your columns. Dear Bunananda and Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition, don't get me wrong, I love my humans, mostly they are kind, but did you know a lot of humans, mine unfortunately included, actually still keep bunnies in little cages? Sometimes they forget I am here, and my water and food runs out, and they don't know I need to run and play. I need the same things as humans, love, petting, you'll pardon the expression, freedom, running, playing, contact with the opposite sex, fun, organic food. We don't even ask for movies on the big screen. An occasional Bugs Bunny cartoon cheers us immeasurably. I know my humans feel guilty about their lapses because on the weekend they're all apologies and smiles and carrots. However, this is not good enough. I need to go outside in the sun, run and play, roll in the hay, you'll pardon the expression. Dearest, most revered, wise, Bunananda darling, what shall I do? Sign me, stuck in Lodi again, bunny. Dear stuck in Lodi, the Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition is on the job. Bunnies from the Intergalactic Coalition come to your aid. First, leave this article casually lying around so your human is sure to see it. do not forget, and begin shredding it in your boredom. Use your bunny powers of transmutation with the violet flame. Spend more time focusing on and visualizing bunny freedom, not only for you, for all bunnies everywhere. Do your forgiveness. Forgive all of the past. This is so important. Turn it over to the supreme great bunny in the sky, the greatest light of supreme grace. She and the Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition will do the rest. Volunteers come, you'll pardon the expression, to distribute our bunny freedom materials widely, especially in your area. Your humans will have many bunny synchronicities planted and orchestrated by the Order of Celestine Bunnies. Bunnies, forgive them. As humans, they are mostly asleep and know not what they do. Bunny freedom and the light of bunnies that never fails. The light of bunnies shall prevail. And so it is, I am and remain Bunananda, your own personal Bunasattva. So, Bunananda, I don't know where to begin. I have never seen anything like this column. And I guess I want to know how to support you. What is your cause? What do you hope to accomplish with your column, with this interview, and with your work with the Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition?
Well, Iris, what does it say? Power to the bunnies. We call for the same rights as humans have. We call for the same rights for our children to be honored and revered. There is nothing more precious than a baby bunny. Our babies are not less precious than your babies. And humans have seen us as possessions. They have used our skin. They have used our bodies. And they have abused us. We come to promote forgiveness, and we come to promote transformation. In the name of the Almighty Bunny, I am, in the Great Central Sun. We come to free humanity from the suffering they have caused themselves. You see, dear one, animal testing is not needed to end disease on this planet. The cessation of animal testing and cruelty and abuse is what will allow humanity to stop being cruel to themselves and one another. The same source of cruelty that allows people to harden themselves and be cruel to animals is the same inner enemy that allows people to cause themselves great suffering with disease. It has never been the divine plan for anyone or anything to suffer. The great bunny in the sky did not make this up. Humanity did. When humans cease to be predators and cease to wreak havoc on animals, and make no mistake about it, a very high percentage of all animals in this world live in eternal conditions that are worse
than those of the concentration camps. The concentration camps in World War II. It is hard for me to talk about this, and it may be hard for you to listen to, but in the solving of this dilemma, in the softening of the human heart, in the reaching out of all humanity to concern for the happiness of all life, will come the freedom and victory of all life, everywhere, forever. This earth is receiving vast downloads of light, and you will see many stranger things than bunnies coming forward to speak through humans. There will be a time when all animals are restored to the ability of speech. And do you know what will happen when we get bunny lawyers? No, Bananata, I don't. You're getting lawyers. Yes, duh. It is time to free the animals. It is time for humans to stop using animals to live on. It is time for people to free animals from cages. It is time for people to do unto animals as they would have all life do unto them. I'm sorry, Bunananda, I'm having difficulty recreating your voice as I hear it. And so I just ask your forgiveness. Dear one, please know it is all right. You are bringing forth my words, and it is important that the animals have a voice for now. Well, Bunananda, my throat is closing up a little bit when you're talking about the animal testing. It's very, 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 very hard for me to even contemplate. I have understood. Have you heard that thing that if slaughterhouses had glass walls, everyone would be a vegetarian? what I wonder is what happens to people who are in the process of slaughtering. What happens to them?
Well, they don't sleep very well at night, and their sex life is somewhat dismal.
Well, everybody's sex life is a little dismal compared to you guys.
Duh! This is what we're coming to... Excuse the expression. This is what we're coming to help with. And if humans are willing to replace suffering with pleasure, then the truth shall be revealed. Let those who have ears hear the great Bunny Council.
Okay, Bunananda, I have to tell you, for me, I have traveled into an area of that might be called extreme weirdness, you know, farther than ever before. I mean, one time I did a television show with and interviewed a rabbit named Notorious.
Oh, Notorious, we love him. He rocks, man. He's a direct descendant of Crusader Rabbit, you know.
Well, yes, quite a crusader he is for peace and freedom. I never knew before I knew Notorious that bunnies growl and bark. But Notorious stood up for his rights at every opportunity. He only weighed 3 pounds, but he didn't know that. He thought he was as big as any human, and anything he didn't like, he would growl and bark and take his little front claws and dig them into people's shins and sort of, you know, like attack.
Well, you know, this is one of the methods that has been given by the Bunny Council to awaken humanity. Duh! What are rabbits going to do if they don't growl and bark? It's time for some growling and barking, people!
Okay, I'm paying attention. You don't have to yell. It's okay. I know you get upset. I get a little upset about it, too. I want to talk about something that I got pretty bent about and see what you think. Banananda, a couple years ago, I went down to buy a new garden hose. And when I got home, I took the cardboard thing off, and it said, warning, this hose contains chemicals known to cause cancer. You know, wash your hands after using it. Do not drink out of this hose. And I was pretty upset, and I took it back to the store where I got it, and then I noticed that all of the hoses said exactly the same thing. So I did several things. I took action. I called the Proposition 64 people. I think it was Proposition 64 that said that manufacturers had to reveal when something caused cancer. Now, my knowing is that the way they determined this caused cancer was by doing countless horrible, agonizing, torturous experiments on a lot of animals.
Duh! You noticed?
Yes, I noticed. And then, instead of removing those chemicals, we only got warned about them. And so I called the Proposition 64 people, and I said, wait a minute, why are you just telling us, why isn't there a law that clean and pure ingredients that are good for people are used in these hoses? I mean, imagine 9 billion water hoses in the world, or, you know, however many there are, and every one of them is putting back into the water supply, you know, chemicals that cause cancer. Duh! Yeah, I know. That's what I said to him. Duh! And not only that, you know, a lot of people don't read those things. They drink out of the hose anyway. They give their dog that water. They water their vegetable garden with it, and it goes back into the groundwater and back out into the rivers and oceans, and then it's evaporated and comes down in the air we breathe, too. It's like, we have to get rid of this stuff. And so I talked to the Proposition 64 people, and they said, well, all we can do is just say that. So then I called and wrote a lot of these hose manufacturers, and they gave me their, you know, psychological mumbo-jumbo, double-talk putting a spin on it bullshit. And said pretty much, you know, that's what they had to do to make a hose. And I said, no, it isn't. And if that is what you can do to make a hose, and that is all you can do to make a hose, then you have to know that my husband can patch a hose and make it work for 50 years if need be, and I will never buy another hose from you people or anyone else that is putting poison in the hoses. And then I found that you can buy a recreational vehicle hose. It's a white hose. It's very nice looking, and it says for drinking water. Those are the only hoses I buy. And I would recommend to people that you say some things about this. Those 800 numbers are great. Duh, we have callers day and night on the Intergalactic Bunny Council that are making calls to these kind of things. Oh, you mean the rabbits are doing it themselves? Duh! So then, wait a minute, there's more. I called the Environmental Protection Agency, and they said, oh, all we can do is make them reveal that. And I said, wait a minute. And I put in a little swear word there. Oh, good, good, Iris, yay! I said, what are you doing? You're the Environmental Protection Agency. Protect us. Don't let them make hoses like this. Get a clue. And they said, sorry. So then I called, you know, I bugged everybody. The good thing about this is that companies, senators, congressmen have this rule of thumb that if one person writes or calls, at least 3,500 people feel that way and haven't said anything. So what are the other 3,499 of you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to say something about this? You know, I noticed the other day, I was just in the store, and there was all of this casual discussion about cancer, and so many people have cancer that it's been just, you know, people have accepted it. People have accepted it as sort of an everyday thing. And somebody was talking, all of this happened in about 5 minutes. Somebody was talking about somebody that had chemo, just very casually about the wigs and everything. Somebody was talking about his sister had leukemia. And for me, my husband died of cancer in June, and I want to tell you, Bunananda, nobody should have to even see that. Nobody should have to have someone they love die that way. No bunny, no person, no mouse, nobody. Nobody should see it, much less that it should happen on this planet, and we are responsible for getting this planet cleaned up, and that's the way I feel about it. And, you know, if you're going to start with hoses, or you're going to start with stop, you know, what really bugs me about the thing about animal testing is that even though billions of rabbits and cats and dogs and mice and I don't know what else suffered and died to show that we don't use chemicals like that in hoses, it's still being done. That really pisses me off. Well, yeah, it pisses us off too. You have no idea. And we're working on forgiving humans, for they know not what they do. I have noticed I have noticed. So how can we help? How can we help as humans? Well, you can speak up. You can buy products that are recommended by PETA. You can look that up on the internet. You can become one of our bunny advocates. You can send me your questions. You can meditate and ask the great supreme bunny master to help you help us. You can start being kinder in all your dealings and call for it. Bunny wisdom, bunny love, bunny gentleness, bunny tenderness in all your activities. You can ask to be shown how we can work together, and we will come to you as clearly as I speak now on the radio, if you'll pardon the expression. You keep saying that. Is that like, it's a bunny joke, get it, duh? You know, bunnies are, you know, we have our sex secrets.
To me, it's like, I know you guys, and you don't make any secrets of it.
Well, I'm talking about the secrets of our potency. Okay, Banananda, is there anything else you want to address? Yes, I want to address furs. Now, rabbits have been used for furs more than any other animal. And it's very, very rude to take a rabbit's fur. It's very rude. It's inappropriate. It's crude, rude, and exceedingly gross. And we are done tolerating it. Well, I agree. And what can we do? Well, first of all, you can refuse to do business with those who carry rabbit fur. It makes me shudder to think. The families that have been broken up, the pain that has been caused, you know, rabbits care about our children and our ancestors as much as humans do. It hurts us to have our families broken up. It hurts us to watch the suffering in cages and the torture and the slaughter. Those who know when rabbits are slaughtered, every one of them starts to wail. They all wail together as long as the slaughtering goes on. And there is a great wailing, a great pain, a great suffering of the combined activities of cruelty and war and torture, animal experimentation, which has been considered, it has been considered a necessary evil. But we say to you, it is an unnecessary evil. And ceasing of it will make every life stream and every life form happier, healthier, richer, and more full of life. We ask you to consider these things. We ask you to take them into your heart of hearts. We don't ask you to take them on the word of your local bunny. We ask you to take them to the place of truth, to the temple of the Most High that is within your very heart, and ask to be shown the divine solutions, and then share them in your own way and take the actions that you are guided to. Ask with us that each animal everywhere is given into the hands of loving, responsible, enlightened humanity. And that these humans are guided to give the most possible freedom and happiness and support to the well-being of these animals as can possibly be given. Say this prayer with us. Every time I connect with or am aware of anything less than the perfect health, happiness, freedom, divine bliss, and opulence of every good thing, the source of all life intended for all beings, a billion minds are awakened. A billion beings are released forever and healed of all cause, effect, record, and memory of those conditions. And a violet flame vortex of ever-expanding divine perfection is now established in place of those conditions, invincibly expanding and eternally sustained, every day eternally creating more joy, beauty, harmony, freedom, happiness, and the abundance of every good thing. Men, women, all children, all animals, all living things. And yee-haw. If you go to an animal shelter, and I would ask that in every animal shelter, everyone who enters there, everyone who thinks of the animal shelter, everyone who works there, gives daily this prayer. We give thanks that each of these animals is now delivered into the heart and hands and loving, gentle care of responsible, kind humans who nurture and support their happiness, well-being, and freedom, and who receive and know the precious, unique, divine gift they are. There is a perfect home for every animal, and we call them forth now, and we do give thanks. And so it is. And not only that, we do this cosmically. We do this cosmically every day from the Intergalactic Bunny Council. And what I mean by cosmically is we call this forth for every animal on Earth. We give thanks that each animal on Earth of every species is now delivered into the heart and hands and loving, gentle care of responsible, kind humans who nurture and support their happiness, well-being, and freedom, and who receive and know the precious, unique, divine gift they are. There is a perfect home for every animal, and we call them forth now, and we do give thanks, and so it is. Now, I would also like to say that when people stop using animals, when people stop eating animals, when people stop abusing animals, there will no longer be a food chain. Every animal, every being, every species will have sovereignty. And the lion will lie down with the lamb. And we will have peace on earth. And peace on earth depends on how we treat our animals and those of whom we are custodians for. all those that we are here to take care of need to be taken care of gently and lovingly and with enlightened wisdom from the great bunny on high. Banananda, I don't know what to say. I am in awe that you have the courage to speak to these things. I wanted to ask you a question, Banananda, and I also want to ask our listeners and anyone who knows this, and it's something I've been working on and asking about. And I think I need to address PETA on this, is I want to know if those companies like Avon, Estee Lauder, some of the other cosmetics companies that are listed in PETA, that say, and PETA is short for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and you can get their list free, those who do not experiment on animals. But this is my question. Do you know if those who say that they do not test on animals, do you know if that means legally they can buy ingredients from other companies for their products that do test on animals?
That is a very good question, Iris, and we will get the Bunny Coalition working on that. We will find out. And also, I would recommend that you contact the Cosmic Secret Agent K-17 to investigate this. It is something we need to know, all of us do. We want you to know also that some of the companies that do this testing are very secretive about it. They are very secretive because they do not want people to know that this is going on. It is too horrible for the human heart to experience. And the awareness that this is going on causes so much pain to humanity. And the causing of animals to have disease to supposedly find cures is one of the main disease-causing behaviors on the planet. When people stop experimenting on animals and look within themselves for causes, for cures, and for that which will release people from suffering, that is when these diseases will be removed from the planet. The forgiveness of humanity, the forgiveness of humanity for one another and ourselves is what releases all life from suffering. Forgiveness is the key. So all bunnies and all animals, I exhort you, forgive the humans. They have mostly been asleep and knew not what they were doing.
Well, that's pretty obvious, or we wouldn't have a lot of the conditions we have, would we? But, you know, to me, I think forgiveness is the release of karma, too. If, you know, I've been thinking about karma a lot and how... I just want to hear what you have to say about this, Banananda, because it's something I've been thinking about a lot. It's like, okay, if somebody balances their karma by allowing themselves to, you know, be murdered or raped or whatever because they did something before, and then that person who perpetrates it
has to have that same experience or something like it. You know, how can we ever get out of that? How can we ever get out of that? How can we ever, you know, not get out of that eye for an eye consciousness and revenge? And how can we get out of that? By forgiveness. By forgiveness, my darling. I have stated that over and over. Humans can be very, 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 very okay, well, you know, we're not as fast as rabbits, if you'll pardon the expression.
Oh, very droll, very droll. I suggest that you call me Bunananda, darling, and that you have the proper respect.
Bunananda, darling, I have the greatest respect for you. Otherwise, I would not have asked you to be on this show. I would not. I feel very responsible for what's on this show. I give everything that I give into the highest service, and I would not make fun of you, and I think that you have a very great service, and I am on your team. I am here to support you. I wouldn't have done this, you know.
Okay, all right, I get it. It's just that rabbits have been disrespected a lot.
Well, I suggest that you do some forgiveness, Bunananda.
Oh, touche and duly noted. Yes, I'm working on it. But as I said, animals, especially rabbits, have a lot more to forgive than humans. Duh!
Yes, I know. How can people reach you? Is there a way that people can, and people and rabbits can connect with you and be part of your column?
Well, duh. We are working on the Intergalactic Bunny Council website. And the Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition website, and those things are in process. But in the meantime, you can contact me. Is it all right if I use your email address?
Sure. Bunananda, I am at your disposal. And you can certainly talk to people via my email.
All right. It's Miracles. MIRACLESHP, that's Hoppy, Perfect, HP, @yahoo.com. And I will gladly answer your questions. I am and remain your own personal Bunnisattva, Bunananda.
Well, listen. Bunananda, we're not quite out of time. Is there anything else? Are we out of time, Don? Is there anything else you would like to cover? I guess we're not out of time. Don's gone on a break. Okay, Bunananda, what else, my darling?
Well, let's see. Try to treat each other with bunny tenderness. And I mean the kind of tenderness that you feel when you hold a baby bunny in your arms and pet that little soft place behind their ears. That little soft place. It's the softest, sweetest, most adorable, sweet place. Find that place in your heart. Ask for the great bunny in the sky to work through you. And I will be talking to you soon. I am Bunananda.
Thank you, Bunananda. Thank you. Thank you, darling, darling, darling Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition. Thank you, Intergalactic Bunny Council.
and I am at your service. I don't know who we will have on next week, and I am as surprised as anyone by our guests, and I don't know sometimes what is going to happen here. But I ask you to join us at 2 o'clock next Monday for Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. Until then, happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you, and this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Men, women, children, bunnies, and yee-haw.